It is time now for a segment that I have not touched at all. This is the brainchild of Andy Hart. It is called the Patriots Pillars Power Rankings, and that's all I'm going to say. Take it away, Andy.
So, I think we all, no matter how much you minimize it, you can, some people just say you either need a top five quarterback or a top five roster.
Right.
And that's how you get to the Super Bowl. That's how you become a Super Bowl contender. I think it goes deeper than that. I think there are five pillars of every organization. And I think the more of the five that you feel really
like the five
good
pillars
about,
of Islam.
yeah, I don't know that we need to go down that road.
Probably
I think
not.
We can
okay.
just stick to
I hear five pillars, that's immediately what I think of, but go ahead.
So yeah, we're gonna stick to the five pillars of a professional football organization.
Okay.
And the better you feel about each of those five, the better you're going to do. The better you're gonna feel about your team and its chances to succeed and or fail. And I think when you turn those over, you have a chance to get better. And when you're in a transitional phase, it's like, well, do I really trust him? For example, when you were in the old days, you were ranking the five with Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and, oh, I should probably list the pillars. But the pillars are obviously quarterback,
yep.
franchise QB,
mm-hmm.
head coach, executives.
Yep. Executives, plural.
Yeah, like just sort of the front office.
Okay.
Roster.
Yep.
Overall roster, not including quarterback. And ownership.
Owner,
to me, yeah. those are the five pillars of a professional football team. And in the old days, Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, kind of Bill Belichick twice, and then guys like Gronk and her and Edelman, and right? Like, and you were like, ah, Bill's a great coach, so he's number one. Tom's a great quarterback, so he's number two. Oh, Tom's going to usurp Bill. Tom's playing great, right? So you rank him.
Okay.
It's easy to do when you're winning, right? It's all fun. It's like success pie. But when you're losing and when you're in a rebuild and you're in a transition, I think it matters now more than ever. And we can also decide, like a good AP news story, if you're in the bottom two, if you're fourth or fifth, you might be the biggest problem on the team and maybe your consideration for getting cut off, getting fired, getting moved on from, whichever one is in that slot.
Yeah,
so,
well, except the owner, but yeah.
Well, yeah, he can't be, but we can we can hope, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what was it? The Pistons fans were like, fire him or whatever. They wanted to fire the owner.
Right.
They wanted to sell the team, fire the owner, whatever they were chanting. So, you want to go first from 5 to 1. I want you to power rank the pillars of the Patriots today. This day in October 2024, starting with the part of the team you have the least faith in.
I have the least faith in...
I'm going to compare our list, too.
The executives. I think executives are number five for me.
Executives.
Execs,
okay.
Number five. Number four, I'm going to say the head coach. Don't have a lot of faith in him.
Well, it's coaching. I
include fine.
Everything
the whole coaches, all the coaches. Then.
I want the Alex Van Pelt and DeMarcus Covington included in there.
Sure. All right. Yeah, put that. I'll include them. That doesn't drag them up any higher for me. So, yeah, there you go. Number three, I would say the roster. No, number three, I'd say the owner. Number two, okay. I'd say the roster, and number one, I'd say the QB. And that's, honestly, that's because everybody else is so bad. Like, there's been a glimmer of hope here from the quarterback. There's a glimmer of hope, and that glimmer of hope doesn't exist with any other part of these pillars. There's no glimmer of hope with the ownership. I don't think that the roster is 1 or 2 years away from being good and being, you know, what the Houston Texans turned themselves into. I think that the head coach is locked in for at least another year. And, you know, the owner, I don't really feel great about either. So it's really, and the roster sucks. So, like, for me, I think it's QB. Everything else is kind of tied for fifth. And I'm not even really all that great high on the QBs. Played one game.
If that's
one
what I
game
love.
Is the only glimmer of hope that I have is that one game from the quarterback. That's it. This exercise is really depressing for me, Andy. I'm very depressed now reading this.
It may be, but if you look at it a different way, I'll go to five, but I'll start with my number one.
Okay.
I have the same number one as you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quarterback, and I think it's
that's damning.
Awesome.
That's very damning.
No, I think it's awesome. It's
how is that
positive
awesome?
Because we both believe you have a franchise quarterback. We both believe your quarterback is the best part of the organization. I think that's a good thing. I think that's a key thing moving forward. Now, the fact that we both believe that after one game that they lost by 20, not ideal.
No,
not ideal.
Not
I'll be honest
all.
There. But the and some of it is the way he carries himself, right? Like, if he had played the same way on Sunday.
And powdered afterwards.
Well, was talking like Jalen Polk.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you feel about it differently?
Definitely.
Like, I have nothing to feel badly about with Drake May right now other than this little sliver of idea that he asked for an MRI, and I don't love it, but I'm not going to let that bother me until it really becomes an issue that I need to deal with. Okay, So Drake May is number one on both our lists. He is the top pillar of the Patriots organization. We're back to the glory days where it's all about the quarterback, right, oh, yes. baby?
Let's go.
Okay, number five, I have coaching. I don't know if I want any of these coaches moving forward. The head coach, the offensive coordinator, or the defensive coordinator. And that is alarming 6 weeks into a new coaching staff. Like, that is scary to me that you may not have your coaches on either side of the ball or the head coach. So I got coaching five. I got roster four. And this is thanks to the exercise we did twice this week with the offensive and defensive players.
Yeah.
The only building blocks are Drake May, Christian Barmore, and Christian Gonzalez. And I don't even feel great about Christian Barmore right now. Not sure where that stands. I don't love that because you did have a high first-round pick and had a high pick in each round. I feel like I should be more excited about the roster than I am. There's a lot of holes on this roster. Three executives. So I do believe Elliott Wolf was born and bred for this. Like, he grew up in the NFL. He's got an interesting pipeline of experience. And I'm giving him credit for what he did in April. He took Drake May.
Okay.
He didn't take a trade. He didn't screw it up. And if you hit on your quarterback, that buys you time. He did that. Number two is the owner. Here's where it's like, oh, Hart, you can take the boy out of Gillette, but not the Gillette out of the boy. Okay, you worked for him forever. But I don't think you luck into 30-plus years of competitive success in the National Football League. Like, he's been around the block a number of times. Now, I know there's a weird part here because there's the transitional Jonathan part, which, honestly, I don't feel as great about that as I do the Robert Kraft tenure. But I think they're going to spend. I do think Robert Kraft wants to win, and I think he wants to win sooner rather than later. And then you get to number one where we both feel great about the quarterback. Number one, baby. So I just think this is something we should do maybe after the season, right? Like, come January, the season ended. We'll probably feel differently about the coaches.
This can all shift.
Absolutely.
This is all very much subject to change, yes.
Yeah, so I think this is like an every 3 months kind of exercise. After the season, do it again. After free agency in the draft, somewhere in there, do it again. Because the roster is going to change, but we're also going to feel differently about Elliott Wolf and his executive and ownership. If you're right and they don't spend, and they go into the offseason with $137 million, and we're talking about next July still having like $68 million they didn't spend, then I will not have the owner at number two on my list. I can promise you
I'll move him down to three, damn it.
Nope, five.
All right.
It'll be five.
Well, there you go. Those are the Patriots Pillars Power Rankings. And it's a good thing we got these Mike socks here because that would be a tough one otherwise. And it paints a grim picture right now. It could change. We'll see. Maybe it'll be different. But right now it doesn't look great. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls and a couple of rookie quarterbacks in action last night in Thursday Night Football. One of them looked okay. We'll get to that next.